the Supreme Lord. Has decreed for all the divine children with love in their heart for God that this is the time for the moth to die into the flame. Not simply to circle around the flame and love the flame from a distance, but to become the flame. And what is that flame? It is the Ner Tamid, the eternal light of God. The supernal Agni, the fire, which is the only portal by which to return to God. All are children of God. All emanate as souls from the womb of the goddess. But now, after the long journey through time, it is the moment of the return. One can return through the sacrificial fire blissfully, in adoration and joy of union, or one can be burned in the grosser fires and the subtle fires of the bardo state. But we must become one with the fire. It is only through that that the sanskaras of the ego are completely incinerated. And in order to return to God, there must be no trace of any egoic sanskara. No traits, no attitudes, no projections, no desires. There must be no trace of any worldly, materialistic intentions or the separation from God will increase rather than be eliminated. It is in the immolation and the fire that one's consciousness, one's attention, one's will, one's heart become completely fused with the essence of God. And one becomes the energy of that essence. It is through that fusion that attunement is attained. It is the entering into this fire that purifies the consciousness that is the fundamental act of atonement. and the regaining of freedom. But one must know one is a child of God and a divine soul to begin with, and that all that will burn in the flame is what is unreal, what is temporary, what pertains only to the last sanskaras of the final lifetime, which were only intended to propel one through one's suffering, to want nothing else but to be completely absorbed into the love and the salvation of God's presence. And it is after one has become the flame that the higher yoga begins. Because it is then that one is attuned to the work of the goddess. And in the fusion with the fire, one fuses with both Shiva and Shakti. And this fusion completely saturates every level of being, from the absolute zero point to the oneness of God, to the duality of Shiva Shakti, to the many of the cosmos. And it is then that one's actual physical bodily vehicle becomes the body of God. It is this that makes one an avatar, a Shiva Shakti avatar. And one's body, emptied of any egoic sanskaras, is without any interference patterns, so that the transmission of the will of God and the word of God and the love of God come through that vehicle without obstruction. It is this becoming the body, the voice, the will, the mind, the heart of God on this plane and every plane that is the completion of the journey. And the fulfillment of the gift of giving back all that one has received. And so, without that sacrifice, there cannot be consistency and totalization of one's consciousness as the Absolute Self. There must be the burning of the sanskaras, the unifying of consciousness, the absolute letting go of the last core of egoic intention and the ascension into the heart of the goddess, whose adoration for God and for the children of God brings the totality of the absolute union of the world, the goddess, and the supreme lord, the three, the two, the one, all enter into the zero point. All of this must be attained internally, and then it becomes manifest externally. So until every thought and the values in our heart are completely and absolutely unified, like a compass that points only directly to true north, we become totally coherent in the one love and the one will, the one purpose. Then the goal will be attained quickly, easily, joyously. And the celebration of that return into the heart of the real will truly begin. May you have the wisdom and the courage to know that this is all that this play is about in its final act. And no other desires or intentions can be anything but obstructions to your highest destiny. And may you not be fooled by the voice of the superego or of an infantile ego voice that wants gratification of bodily desires rather than the realization of the bliss of the pure spirit. May we become such vehicles, such instruments, such avatars, such manifestations of absolute purity of heart, of mind, and of will, that the Spirit of God fills the morphic field of the world through the emanation of your presence. This is the function of an authentic satyogi, a true child of God. And this is the proof that you are that. May you know the peace that is given the moment you dive fully into the flame and allow the ego to be instantly cremated with all of its narratives and sanskaras until there is the pure emptiness of total presence without thought as the abiding state of consciousness, filled only with the absolute love that is God's gift, that soothes the heart and compensates for what has been sacrificed with a gift that is infinitely more precious. And may one know the deeper peace of then being able to serve the goddess and be filled with her adoration of all of her children who constitute all the phenomena of the appearing world, and her adoration of the Supreme Lord, forever transcendent of the world. And it is she who refolds time itself back into the zero point. And absorbs all of her energies into the essence, the singularity that contains the infinite beauty, goodness, truth, intelligence, power, creative genius. And the ultimate wisdom of God that is inconceivable to humans. And is absorbed into the nothingness beyond all worlds, containing all. And then redreams. The next theodrama. And may you know the supreme peace of the Absolute Lord, for whom nothing at all has ever occurred. Namaste.
Namaste.